Recording in
Hi, welcome everyone. This is Glenda Dawson, and you are here as our weekly meeting to receive channel messages from the Councils of Light, whether it be the Council of Eight, Council of Nine, Council of 12, Council of 13, or any other council in general. They don't even call themselves anything but a council. We'd like to apologize for last week. We were not able to get together. Basically, something occurred in my camp, and I needed to take care of a few things before I was available. And I do apologize to all those members that were willing and able. And unfortunately, I couldn't make it. So, with that being said, if anyone ever feels the call to do this, or just even wants to try it with us, you don't have to appear on camera. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to. But we all have messages and we all receive some message or a hint or a signal or something that is helpful to others and to the world in itself. So please join us, and you could just contact me at Glenda's Magical Creations at gmail.com or wherever social media you're in, you can find me. So just keep that in mind. Welcome, ladies, and hope everyone is doing well. Leaf, Jazz, and anybody else who's on here, like to just say welcome, and I'm glad that you're back. And I do apologize to everyone again for what occurred last week. So, beyond my control, obviously, but it occurred for a reason, and we all know that sometimes we just have to go with the flow and let spirit guide us, whether it is something that delayed us or something that stopped us, whatever it is, because there is a higher reason, a greater reason, something that we may not understand. It happens always to be for our benefit in the long run. All right, so let's close our eyes for those that want to join us and just take a few deep, slow breaths just to relax and seep into a kind of like a meditative state so you can also get some messages or visions. And will join you now.
Coordinates that I get are 75382, red, yellow, orange, and gold. Again, 75382, red, yellow, orange, and gold. Give yourselves a few moments to bring that into focus. Breathe the air. I find myself in a canyon similar to the Grand Canyon. It's deep. It has many stories to reveal. There's water at the base. But I hear ancestor voices calling out. They asked us to center ourselves and allow ourselves to be silent, silent in our core. They ask us, sorry, go ahead.
I see someone sitting in a rocking chair with a potted plant on the side with small red flowers. That's
She is a great grandmother of yours, and she has messages to express through you.
I concur.
Listen to.
Jess, I see a great, great, great grandfather of yours. He has a pipe. I smell the tobacco. And he's also here to provide messages. And I see the great great granddaughter of mother, and looks like a front porch, by the way. A cabin, log cabin type of thing. Front porch.
Being asked to open the door of the cabin and enter into a living area that has a stone fireplace. It has open kettle on the fire pit. The furniture is rustic, but it also serves as a bedroom area. So off to the right, I see a small bed. It's very simple. Nothing overstated. A few decorations that are there are natural. Grandpa is saying that our lives have gotten very skewed. And it is often difficult for people to even appreciate the nature that they're surrounded with. In this rustic setting, we are called to listen to the earth, to hear the drumbeat of Mother Gaia. He's asking us to empty ourselves deeply. Shake out that which you do not wish to carry with you. Open your hearts. Feel the essence of nature. Grandpa's picking up a carving that he started earlier. And he begins to whittle. Not really thinking, but feeling the wood. Asking it what it wants to reveal.
Now I have someone who's also there, not related, but their message is basically return to the simple things so you can really appreciate all that is around you. At these days, people are just looking beyond instead of just staring what's in front of them. Wishing for it instead of appreciating and being grateful. And the letting go specifically is meant for all humans, all that are on the earth at this moment, who are just worrying instead of just being and standing still, like you said before. Standing still and being still so that we can reunite with our humanity, our true humanity, our true self, and nature. As we are part of nature, and nature is part of us. This is why they're showing us, one of the reasons they're showing us such a rustic place where simple and nothing big or anything, but they were all very happy and enjoy life. A lot more than we have been doing, that we have been appreciating the simpler things in life, the joy that's all around us, but we don't see it, the happiness that we have inside our heart, but we don't feel it. The memories of the good times, but we don't even have those. We only remember the bad. We only see the hurt. We only worry about the fancy. Not that there's anything wrong with having things, but learn to appreciate them and stand still. Just be.
As Grandpa whittles each little fragment of wood that falls to the floor, you can identify it maybe as a worry. And you look at the floor, and it is covered and scattered with little bits and fragments. Take those fragments, each of you, pick them up in a dustpan. And throw them into the fire. Because worry is not going to solve anything. It's not going to help you move forward. But it will help you stay stuck, that's for sure. My grandfather has a wonderful, wonderful laugh. It's deep and joyful. And he agrees that worrying is just wasted energy. Everybody's got tasks that they have to achieve, to things that they're responsible for, yes. You can look at them glumly and be angry about it, or look at them and be joyful and grateful. I'm grateful for the hurts and pains, the aches. Be grateful for what little may be on your table. Be grateful for an abundance that you have in your life that you may not recognize. Now I see him stand up, walk outside, split some wood for a while. But as he's doing that, excuse me, he looks out over the canyon. He takes in the beauty, excuse me, that he sees. His heart is happy. Not a care in the world. Yet he's got mouths to feed. And he wonders how he'll provide sometimes. But he knows that he's always been able to provide for his family. And that the gifts of the Mother Earth will never stop providing for those who call upon her.
And now my spiritual team is coming in to make sure you're not interrupted again. So there is no one able to stop us, because this is a job that we're doing that is greater than us, blessed by the mighty, the higher spirit.
We're being asked to walk with my grandfather through the woods that are close by. And there's a meadow before. And the grasses are tall. They're golden. And they're a little parched, for it hasn't rained for a while. But he goes on. And he enters the woods. He hears the mighty calls of the birds, and he listens. He listens for the message that they carry. The winds acknowledge that there are always trials in life. But those trials don't have to be obstacles. We make them obstacles. And we learn to move through them. And we learn how to take the next step. But we must listen. We must listen to our hearts, to our souls. The children today, when I say children, I also mean adults, are absorbed in a lot of consumer marketing that is distracting. That's all that it is a distraction from what is real for you as an individual, as a family, as a community. We don't listen to the needs of our brothers and sisters. We must. And after we listen, we must act. And we don't act sparingly. We act with a generous heart. Even if it means giving everything away, because we will then receive in abundance. These are the thoughts of my grandfather. He wanders close to the canyon edge and he sees the glorious color of the stones. He looks at the stones and he wonders what they have seen, what they've experienced. What pressures they succumb to be in the form that they are now. And as the sun is gradually setting different shades of red and yellow and orange and gold are being exposed and new stories revealed. The crickets are joined by the bullfrogs, making a mighty sound. As little as they are, their voice is powerful. Our voices are powerful. We're being asked not to lose our voice, being distracted by what society says is important, and not what we know in our heart of hearts is important. Leaf, are you getting anything more at this point?
Not right now, no.
Right. Now comes a woman towards him. She has very long hair, but she puts it up. She comes next to him and she stands there looking at all the beauty all at once.
This is his ancestor. Many generations removed. And just as this ancestor has joined my grandfather, and my grandfather is many times removed from me, not just one generation or two. All of our ancestors join us in those moments that we allow ourselves to listen. You may find that you need to walk in the fall and hear the crunch of the leaves. What is it they're saying to you? If you could call back an ancestor of your choice, what would they say? Would they rejoice in the fact that their grandchild of grandchildren is even here? What would they say to you?
Now, some of you may feel a little coolness. All of your hairs are standing up. At this moment, you are starting to feel your ancestor or ancestors coming in around you. That is one of the ways you can tell that they are there. Just let them talk to you. Just hear that voice and don't doubt it. Just hear it. Just listen to it. I know that each and every one of them are sending you messages of love and guidance. But it is up to us and our heart to hear, to listen, to allow it to come.
They oftentimes have walked the same path that you're walking right now, and they know intimately how you can walk and avoid the obstacles that maybe they've walked through. Listen.
There's much joy to be had in being able to recognize the many, many small miracles that happen all the time.
Yes.
Some.
The beauty that's around, even just the child that was just born. We forget that those are miracles. We forget that even the flower, the plant to grow and the flower to come out and bloom is a miracle. Doesn't have to be super huge. Just those little things that make life better for each and every one of us. You just need to pay attention. Observe and allow that beautiful energy to enter our bodies, to enter our field.
Many people are going to be celebrating religious holidays in the coming days if they haven't already, this month in particular. Take time. Eke out some point in your day, whether it's first thing in the day or the last thing at night, when nobody else is around, and listen. If your heart is still, you will find answers that you're seeking. Now I feel that we're being asked to withdraw from this area, but I'm not quite sure where.
I'll
We're
take you.
meant to go.
Take a nice deep breath and exhale slow, allowing all those energies to intertwine with yours. Now we're going to 6, 2, 5, 1, 3. Red, blue. 62513, red, blue. And if you do not know how to travel, just envision yourself or set the intention of going to those coordinates. Now we are in a different, completely different place. To me, it looks like a whole different other planet. There aren't any plants per se, like in on Earth, but there is beauty within. You can see a special glow coming from the ground. And the energy is very different. You can see a moon, but extremely close. It looks like a moon, extremely close. This moon has a lot of different shades, anywhere from red to orange to yellow, just magnifying some blues, and everywhere you see, it's just beauty in itself. Some stuff you may recognize, some stuff you may not even be able to figure out what it is, but you just feel the energy of the beauty. Of the joy, the gratefulness of just the awe of it. At this point, we will find our galactic ancestors, our ancestors that were other places before arriving at beautiful Earth. This could be us. Before we incarnated onto Earth. Or it could be just straight line up our previous ancestors of many, many, many lifetimes ago. I see two for me, and others behind those two. For the rest of the group. They don't exactly look like we look now, but you recognize them. They seem familiar to you. You feel that connection. Some may be. For intents and purposes, blue skinned, if you want to call it that. Some may be green. Some may be just blue with very white long hair. Be very, some have beautiful eyes. Some have basically one eye. Very hard to explain in just limited human capacity, but they're all beautiful in their own way, their own right, and not just on the outside, but also you feel that energy. They're not speaking to us right now, moving their mouths. They're just speaking to us telepathically. And everyone understands each other. No matter what language it appears that they're communicating with. They're showing us different paths, and they're allowing us to choose the path. Some will take us longer, some will take us faster, but we all end up in the same place for our particular task. But the only thing, one of the very few things we have in common in our task, in our past, that we're here to make humanity better. Because they have noticed that humanity, our humanity has lost something along the way, has lost the ability to be compassionate, to be loving, has lost the ability to be what being human really means. And that is why ancestors here on Earth came first to show us what it was to be in those times, even though it was a lot more work, there was more appreciation and gratefulness and joy in their hearts. They didn't take anything for granted. They appreciated if a tree fell and they were able to use that for fire, for heat, for food, for cooking. They appreciated the fact that they were able to see the stars and the moon. They appreciated the fact that they were able to grow their food. They appreciated the fact that they were able to enjoy this, just anything. And they were grateful for just being.
There are silver filaments on the ground that you can see laced through the light that glows from the earth, from the surface. And with those silver filaments are all different pathways that people can take. But those silver filaments have a unique property in that what you see on the top has many deeper filaments that go to the core, unifying each and every single pathway in the center. And those filaments aren't just on that physical plane, even as has been described. They go also out into the atmosphere. They are the filaments that connect our ancestors from that time to the ancestors that we heard of first, to the ancestors who surround us now. And I just got chills.
Me too. Oof.
We're being asked to hold one of those filaments, whether it's in the atmosphere or it's if you connect with it with your feet. Hold on to that. Let it bring life and goodness and love into your hearts. Those silver filaments are part of the matrix of the universe that ties us all together and ties us to other universes. I I keep getting chills. They are the threads of life. And if you hold one in your hand, you will feel warmth. You will feel love. You will feel groundedness. And you will find all of what you need to be confident, to be who you are in today's world, and not absorbed in the false realities. Grab those filaments. Grab at least one, more if you can. I hear a tremendous harmonic vibration being sounded into the atmosphere by these ancestors. They are happy we are here. They are rejoicing. They're letting that chorus and volume of joy, they're setting it out and sending it to each of us and asking us to send it further.
I'm being also guided to hold it in my hand for a little bit and then place it by my heart and feel the heat that comes out on my hands.
The heat and the love.
Yes.
And when you feel full, open your hands and send it out.
And as we send it out, I want each and every one of you to just feel that. And then send it out to others. Just send it out. So it can continue to spread and be shared.
People will notice that you're taking time for yourself. You may be a little annoyed because you're not playing the game, but they'll also be envious to a certain extent because it'll be evident that you have found something that's important and life-giving. But then you get to share it.
Those are in nature already. This would be a great exercise to do. To just send it out and let nature pick it up. And nature, with the wind, breeze, the trees, the plants, spread it out that way also. We're about to leave. Anyone getting anything else? We're being sent back to
the cabin.
We're being asked to say a special and very meaningful goodbye to our ancestors for this moment in time, for they are always with us, and they're as near as your thought of them. But send your gratitude to them, to all of them who have been present with us today.
Yes.
Bring back with you the love that they have extended to you. And ground yourself in that. And being directed to return to our 0 point.
A little more leaf, just a little more down. Okay, you made it. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Lee. Thank you to our ancestors. Take a couple of deep breaths and open your eyes. I'd like to thank all of you that are here today. And please, if you even feel a little inclined of pull to join us, please do. As a collective, we can do so much. You don't have to be alone. Many blessings. Thank you, Leaf. Thank you, Jess. And thank you to our other members. As always, blessings and much love. Till next time.